And I make no apology for it because we are celebrating Chloe Zhao's famous win at the Oscars last night. And she went to school in Brighton. Yes, Sussex has got its very own Oscar.
And the Oscar goes to Chloe Zhao, Nomadland. 축하합니다.
An amazing achievement for Chloe. Now, hopefully that'll be me this time next year or not. I'm not sure there's a category at the Oscars for fleeting background artiste, but if there were, oh, I'd be a contender. Yes, yesterday I got to star in a movie. Okay, starring might be pushing it a little bit, but at least I got to appear in front of a camera. Whether or not I'll end up in the final cut, who knows?
So here I am, dressed like something from the 1920s, stood on a street corner, and I'm about to get a cab to a movie set. What the's going on? Morning.
I won't ask what you're doing with
the
pole.
No, probably best not to. I have got the 2 metre pole with me, which isn't very 1920s at all. Okay, take me to the movie set, please. So I'd say this is probably the most random thing I've ever done on a Sunday morning. I'm currently stood in Richmond Place in Brighton, outside the old technical college. And I know I'm in the right place because there are vintage cars in front of me and some very glamorous people. Take this man, for instance. Look at you. Could you describe your outfit for me this morning?
Well, I dress in a dapper 1930s tweed suit every single day. I don't wear a bowler hat every day, but I normally have a silver top stick.
What, this is just your normal look?
This is my normal look.
Your average go-to look is this?
7 days a week.
Wow, why?
Since I turned 50, I thought, let's dress up a bit. And this stick I've had for 48 years. And this is a Boer War swagger stick. So it's a military stick. And I thought I'd bring it out of the cupboard, having been given it when I was 8 years old. And I've dressed dapper in the last 5 or 6 years.
So how did you get roped into this?
My neighbour's son said to me one day, have you got a nice suit you could wear for tomorrow? And I said, what for, Simon? He said, well, why don't you get to the Hove Deep Sea? We're filming a scene from a film, a biopic about a swimmer. So I was roped into it at that point, and Friday morning we were standing on the sand getting wet.
And now look at you, background artiste on a movie set.
Supporting actor.
Supporting actor, darling.
Between roles.
And we're just going to have you just walking that. Some people walking that way, some people walking that way, so just random. But some of you will be slower, some of you will be quicker. Just sort of random, you know, head down, this is London, you're not that friendly. You look absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much again for this. It's marvellous.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, and action.
They
need to kind of be up more than
that, really, that's where
the traffic being stopped. And cut, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for letting me come on set this morning. It's a little bit chilly, isn't it? But I guess you've got to get used to that when you're filming in all sorts of conditions.
Yeah, I mean, we're filming in the sea, so this is a breeze for us. Normally it's even colder, but yeah, it has been a bit chilly this morning.
What does this film mean to you?
I mean, it means so much. I've been working on the film for like 3 years now, so you know, I've really poured like my whole kind of like life and soul into the film, really. I've lived and breathed it for that length of time. So yeah, it means a lot. And now that it's kind of getting to the end and there's been such a great spirit that's really kind of driving us to finish off the project and do justice to this amazing story.
Kirsten Callahan plays the lead role in the movie Vindication, Swim. What is it like to take on the role of such a heroine?
I mean, it's so interesting because it makes it so detailed and your performance has a lot of depth. And it's so lovely to be able to research the character and really make a fully rounded person because you've got all the history behind it and their background. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, move over Meryl Streep. I think I've got the hang of this acting malarkey. I've basically spent the last 2 hours walking up and down the street whilst trying not to look at the camera. Oh, and whilst also trying to look like I'm warm when actually I am freezing. I cannot wait to see the finished product. I just hope I don't end up on the cutting room floor.
It was so cold. Honestly, I literally couldn't feel my toes by the end. I can't wait, though, to see the film once it's completed. Because, well, I've told you before, I love a film that's based on a true story. And actually, I can't believe that I'd never heard of Mercedes Glights before. So she was a swimmer from Brighton who was the first woman to swim the English Channel. However, after she did it, a rival came forward claiming to have accomplished the same feat, and so Glights was forced into a fight to retain her record and her legacy, a vindication swim, as the title says.